Hi everyone, you are listening to The Nutrition Nerd, and today I want to talk about glycemic index. Now, according to the Academy of Nutrition and Dietetics, glycemic index is a measure of how quickly a food causes your blood sugar to rise. Food is rated on a scale of 0 to 100, with high scores indicating foods that are quickly digested and absorbed, leading to a more dramatic spike in blood sugar. Think simple sugars or highly processed carbohydrates. Lower scoring foods take longer to digest and have less of a dramatic effect on blood sugar, so think foods high in fiber, protein, or fat like broccoli or peanuts. Now, the glycemic index is useful, but it is also flawed. These numbers assigned to foods only matter if consumed alone and on an empty stomach. So if you eat a bowl of white rice, but also include a serving of chicken and teriyaki sauce, the effects this meal will have on blood sugar are not as easily predictable if you were eating rice alone. Glycemic index value is also determined by giving people 50 grams of the food item. This is reasonable for someone who eats rice, as it's easy to eat 50 grams of rice, but it's less likely that someone will eat 50 grams, roughly 4 cups worth, of a vegetable in one sitting. This has been solved via the glycemic load formula, which takes into account realistic serving sizes, but in my opinion, glycemic index values are nothing to stress about. But they may be something worth referencing from time to time, as it can help you identify high glycemic refined carbs, as well as lower glycemic index foods, which are usually, though disclaimer, not always, the more nutrient-dense foods. This has been The Nutrition Nerd. Hopefully you learned something new today, and I will catch you in the next one.